How about group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ooh. Hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
I'm not even sure how to start this, but I guess I just need some perspective.
Okay.
I know my husband's having an affair, and he doesn't know that I know.
Oh, geez.
I saw his many messages to her, and it's honestly pathetic at this point.
Okay.
She's starting to ghost him, either ignoring him or replying with an emoji, and his messages to her are getting more and more desperate.
Yeah.
So here's the messed up part. I feel all the emotions you'd expect, hurt, betrayed, unloved. But the thing that's bothering me most right now is how embarrassing he's being.
Ow.
He's just spiraling, chasing this feeling or whatever he thought he found with her, and watching it crash and burn is painful in a weird secondhand kind of way. He's been down lately, and I know exactly why, but I haven't said anything. I haven't told friends or family because I'm not even sure what I want to do yet. Everyone would probably tell me to leave, but I almost feel like that would be kicking them while he's already down, and despite everything, I still care about him.
Oh, gosh.
Have any of your listeners ever been in this kind of situation? Knowing your partner's cheating, but they don't realize you know. What did you do? Did you confront them? Leave quietly? Try to fix it? I just feel so stuck between heartbreak and pity, and I honestly don't know which one is worse right now.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks for any help you can give.
I feel so bad for her.
I do, too. That's a whole bunch of bad emotions.
So, to distill it down, she's seen messages on something, whether it be a text message or or whatever, and is seeing that there is...
She's watching her husband get rejected by another woman, and she feels bad about it.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Despite being heartbroken
at
knowing he's been having an affair on her.
So it's almost like she's gotten... Maybe she's processing or is still in shock with the whole cheating thing, but then is almost like seeing it from an outside perspective.
A concern for it. Like you're watching someone you love be hurt.
Yeah. Like, oh gosh. Well, he's a catch. Like, why are you treating my man this way?
A whole bunch of, and I honestly, I feel like, God forbid, he better never. But if I were in that position, I'd feel all those feelings, I think.
Man.
Because, you know, you don't turn off your love.
Yeah,
when you discover like something like that, that doesn't just flip like a switch,
right?
So, yeah, my gosh, that's a lot of a lot, and I want to send a big old hug out to her because that's a lot to go through.
I feel like you
and to not tell any friends or family because so she's literally wrestling with all of this herself.
Well, yeah, and she even said she knows they'd all say leave them,
right?
Which is probably what you're going to have to end up doing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's heartbroken more over the other woman than you. Unless he doesn't know that he's really kind of lost her or in danger of losing her. I don't know.
All right.
Like, would he fight for her?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's probably, like, I mean, we're assuming this is the only one. Right. And this is
like it hasn't been a pattern.
A pattern of stuff that she's just now catching up on with this last one. But
many questions.
Man, a lot of questions. But okay, 502-795-1997. If you can share your perspective of being in a situation like this.
It's such a loaded situation.
It is.
Because you know, for so many people, when they find that out, that just like that flips the switch for them. They're like, I'm done. I'm out.
Right.
I don't deserve that.
Right.
And it's a cut and dry kind of a thing.
Right.
But she's, you know, this is very complex layers for her.
All right. We've got a lot of people who have been in that situation, have a lot of advice, some stories to tell. That's coming up on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy is about an affair. Knowing that your partner's having the affair.
He doesn't know she knows.
He doesn't know she knows. However, she's also witnessing something unique in that she is seeing all these messages.
And
of
watching
the other
her husband,
woman,
yes, get kind of ghosted.
Ghosted, and
he's kind of brokenhearted over it.
Yeah, she's feeling weird feelings right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's a strange, brokenhearted herself, and she feels pity for him.
Yeah.
Still loves him, all the things. Lisa, the love consultant, says, look, I've been cheated on. Mm. Do not pity him. Mm. He's making the choice every single day to be a selfish crap bag. He might blame you for his actions, but trust me, it's all him. He's begged another woman to continue to hurt you. Let him own his actions, confront him, but I would let him know also that he sounded desperate. Petty Betty, all that detail to the fullest.
Hmm. Okay.
That's coming from a place.
That is. Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls our show, offers up the advice. All right. What's your take?
At the end of the day, she has to still walk in her own power.
Yeah.
She has to be her. She has to step out and go, you know what? I'm better than that, and I'm worth more than that.
She's
and
worth more.
That.
Yes. She needs to, yeah, you know. Man. And if he doesn't, obviously he's shown that he doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is tough, and I heard the story, and my heart just melted for her. It really does, guys.
Yeah, Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you as always.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, hi, B.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I have been cheated on, and actually caught them together.
Oh.
I know how it feels. You feel so torn in so many different ways.
Yeah.
You want what you had,
mm-hmm.
but she will never get past the cheating.
Yeah.
And don't let pity blind you, because pity is not love.
Really?
That's
good
a
point.
Good point.
Really good point.
That's a good point.
Pity will last as long as they let you feel sorry for them.
Mm. All right, yes. Thank you, B. Appreciate it.
Amber is kind of saying the same thing from down the street. There is no fixing it. Even if you guys try to talk it out, hash it out, work it out, whatever, there will always be a nagging doubt in the back of your mind. It's my personal opinion that when there's a betrayal like that, you just need to leave. And remember, whatever you allow will continue to happen.
I actually have that posted on my computer.
Really?
What you allow will continue to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, Brandy on Facebook says, man, I don't know. I'd let him keep his steak and leave as well. He's such a dog that his side piece is ghosting him. That should tell you a lot, honestly.
Ooh, that's an interesting point. Alexis, run as fast as the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
He's down because he's ruining his marriage, and it wasn't worth it because she's just not that into him. Ooh.
Nah, we did get a message from someone who wants to remain anonymous and says, OMG, need to be friends with this woman. My cheating husband's family going through some stuff, and I feel bad for him too. Still deciding what to do.
Yeah.
Sending her all the love. And I told everyone she needs support for her.
Yes, because right now our listener hasn't told anybody.
Yeah, hasn't told anybody.
She's trying to walk through this by herself.
Yeah.
Lexi from LA says, OMG, I feel so bad for her. But you're going to have to leave him. Cheating is so horrible. And if you forgive him one time, he's going to think, oh, just this relationship didn't work out. Let me try again with this one. And what if he ends up actually going through and cheating and then you stayed when you could have left him already? She deserves to be loved unconditionally. I'm speaking from experience because my ex, the first time, cheated on me. I forgave him because I loved him so much.
Right.
Thought we could work through it.
Right.
But he ended up cheating on me multiple more times.
Yeah, that's...
And I should have seen the red flag.
I think this is going to be something that weighs on you for the rest of the relationship that you wind up having with him.
Yes. Well, and Trina was wondering, what about the age break? Because if it's like a midlife crisis thing...
Uh-huh.
Could also just be that she's married too. However, from experience, no, it's over. Emotional cheating to me is worse than physical because that means there's actual love, emotions behind it. That's part of why my first marriage ended. I let it go several times for several years because I let myself believe they were just talking. They were not just talking. Geez. Never.
Okay.
Know your worth.
I think we see the writing on the wall here. You just got to go. It sucks.
It does. Get some therapy for herself. That's a lot of emotions to sift through.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably best to start figuring out how you feel about it before you bring in your peanut gallery to
kind of have your position fully vetted. Brad.
It's good to have a support system, but maybe get a handle on the direction you think you need to take it before you bring everyone in for your support. Hopefully, they're just going to support you no matter what you decide.
And then with a final thought from Brad, the love physician says the easiest thing that will make you feel better is blackmail and just get some expensive gifts and then buy.
Brad,
okay, thanks,
love
Brad.
Physician.
Thanks.
I don't think he's the best qualified among our staff members.
All right. Well, hey, we really do feel for you. Keep us posted, please, on what you end up doing. I feel like this is going to be something that blows up here
very soon. Your support group.
Yes,
right now.
We are. And we're all there with you. So keep us posted. We'd like to help you through this.
We're fully invested in helping you walk through it. So let us know.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.